Imagine if your boss comes into your office and they tell you that there's a new company policy and you're pretty curious, you're interested in what they're going to say. And they tell you that you're not going to be coming into work the following year. They assure you that you're an amazing employee. They're excited that you're part of the company, but you have to take off next year. And it seems a little puzzling to you, like, what's going on? And they say, it's just the orders of the CEO. This is what the CEO wants from you. And you say, I assume it's like a maternity leave, paternity leave, where I'll be getting compensated, right? And they say, no, you're not getting anything. Say, how could I take off from work for an entire year? How am I going to be able to afford anything? I have so many bills to pay. And your boss, he says, don't worry, the CEO says that you're going to be okay. How does the CEO know I'm going to be okay? And they say, the CEO knows that whatever you're going to make this year is going to be enough to sustain you the following year. And of course, that doesn't make you feel any better. But when the CEO is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem tells the farmers that you can't plant in the seventh year, and that whatever crops grow in the sixth year, that's going to be enough to sustain you. So when it's coming from the CEO, you have a certain assurance, of course, that things are going to be okay. And the parsha begins by informing us about the mitzvah of Shemitah. But it does so in a very peculiar way. The Torah says, Vaydaber Adonai Moshe b'har Sinai lemor. Hashem spoke to Moshe on Har Sinai, saying. And then it continues with the laws of Shemitah. But Rashi asks, famous line, Ma inyan Shemitah itel Har Sinai. What does Shemitah have anything to do with Har Sinai? Why is it mentioned that we have these laws of Shemitah that were said to Moshe on Har Sinai? Says, of course, every single mitzvah was told to Moshe on Har Sinai. And Rashi answers that just as over here by this mitzvah, the general law and the general concept of Shemitah was told to Moshe, so too every single detail of the mitzvah of Shemitah was told to Moshe, and so too every other mitzvah in the Torah, its general laws, its klalim and its pratim, and its all the specific laws were told to Moshe also on Har Sinai. But L'Chasim Sofer asks, he says, but why does the Torah use Shemitah as the example? If every single mitzvah was told to Moshe on Har Sinai, both in its general sense and its specifics, so why use this one as the example? And the Chasam Sofer says, because when it comes to the mitzvah of Shemitah, there's something so foundational about it that applies to every single mitzvah in the Torah, something that we have to glean from and we have to learn from that applies to everything else. And it's this exact concept. It's a concept of bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Of course, just like when it comes to Shemitah, where you have to have tremendous bitachon that everything's going to be taken care of, so too, with every single other mitzvah, there are of course sacrifices you have to make. You have to take off from working on Shabbos. You have to sacrifice more money to keep kosher. There are so many sacrifices we have to make, and for every single mitzvah, we have to have bitachon that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the show, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be taking care of us. And we live in a time period where we have built into our system nowadays components which remove, in a certain sense, our potential bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have contracts that we sign when we get jobs. And we feel pretty assured, hopefully, that we're not going to be fired tomorrow, we're not going to be let go. It's not like the 1920s in America where Jews were told, you know, if you don't come in tomorrow on Saturday, find a new job on Monday. That's not something, thank God, that doesn't happen to us. And a lot of times, maybe when it comes to Baruch Aleinu, our Baruch Aleinu Shmoneh Esrei is not as strong as it could be because of these contracts and these jobs, thank God, that we're able to have. I heard a Rav once speak, and he said that the refrigerator is something that destroyed our bitachon. That when it comes to refrigerators and freezers, the fact that we're able to preserve all our food for a long amount of time, in a certain sense, it made us rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu less. If you contrast that with, let's say, going in the, when Bnei Yisrael were in the Midbar after they left Mitzrayim, so every single day they were given man for that day. And they had to have faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the next day when they woke up, that it would rain man from Shemayim and there'd be man there to eat. And every single day, every single meal, it was probably a small sense of nervousness of what's going to be. And of davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And even in previous generations, of course, not just you don't have to go to the door of Midbar, the door of Deya to think about that, But things were much more difficult times. And if you don't have a fridge, you don't have a freezer, and whatever food you have, you know, it could last a day or two, and you might not have so much money to spend to get the food. So it was much more, we have much more dependency upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the last example I want to give is our houses. The houses we have central air. If not, we have air conditioning, we have heating systems. Sometimes the most we complain, and I live in an apartment and I'm guilty of this, so sometimes in the winter the heat is blasted too much. We can't really control the heat, and you have to open a window, and then sometimes it gets too cold, right? And that's the worst, we have it. And we are totally taking the elements out of play. It could be 100 degrees outside, and for us it feels like 70 degrees. Or it could be 15 degrees outside, and for us, it's 70 degrees. And we have very little to worry about. But of course, this isn't true. And there's certain times, of course, where we feel extremely comfortable and assured in our lives. But even more so, in those situations, we have to rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because Hashem, we know, at any moment, could give us a big wake-up call. And people lose their jobs, unfortunately. And the stock market could go down. And companies could crash, and people could lose their money, and we could have our possessions damaged by natural disasters and by unforeseen elements of nature that when we least expect it. And because of that, as in always, throughout history, as comfortable as we are, we still, of course, have to have our bitachon in Hashem. We have to learn from Shemitah. Of course, I don't think anyone listening to this right now is a farmer. If you are, please let me know what it's like for during the years of Shemitah. I'd love to hear some firsthand testimony of what it's like. But for us, even though we don't have that intense test of bitachon, and every single day we have to have our bitachon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that everything is going to continue as best we can. And if we're in a difficult situation, we daven that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of us. And we have to continue to place our bitachon Hashem and realize that He makes everything possible. They could alter our course in any direction. And we have to know that He cares about us, He loves us, and has the best intentions for us. And when we could do that, when we know that Hashem has the best intentions for us and Hashem loves us, we're going to be able to sleep better at night, and we'll be labeled as Boteach BaHashem.